And our next public hearing is conditional use number 1966. Stephen T. James doing business as Precision Paintball. I get two interesting extremes in culture here.
Yes.
That's for sure.
One shooting at the other.
Yeah, that's okay. Both of them have their place in society.
Before we begin, I'd like to say...
Well, Mr. James, before you begin, we're going to begin. So if you're good, you want to take a seat for a second. What will happen is Mr. Lank will read your application into the record, and then when he's done, I'll give you the high sign. How's that? Okay, not a problem. You're doing good. We're going to give these people a few minutes to get situated.
I think
we're good. Go ahead, Mr. Blake.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a paintball facility and other sports-related activities. Located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Dykesboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 12.9 acres or less, lying north of Stephen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are still having a meeting up here. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead. That's normal.
Okay. Again, located on parcel containing 12.9 acres, more or less, lying north of Skatum Branch Road, also known as Road 422, 1 mile west of Bryan Store Road, also known as Road 435, and being identified on the county tax roll with tax map ID 133, map number 8, parcel number 1. Gentlemen, I just passed down a copy of a sketch on a survey showing a proposed use of the property. On July 9th, 2013, County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division did provide a memorandum and references that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area number five. The use of an on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, as the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and that a concept plan is therefore not required. I had a Delta comment too. Let me double check my first Delta comment if I may. I have an index.
Well, you're looking. Is a.
We can proceed. I don't.
Is a Skatum something spelled backwards or?
No, I don't know what it is, but that's the word.
Skatum.
A tax ditch.
Skatum branch.
Skatum.
Skatum branch.
Spelled backwards, it's Metexa, which actually is sounds just as beautiful as a Skatum does, really.
You know, I would say I don't have a copy in the file for some reason, but the Department of Transportation would have had to provide comments before we could accept this application, and I would have to assume that it was most likely the Skatum branch road is level service A and did not require traffic impact study.
I would think that's a safe assumption, and I think we'll just proceed with our hearing regardless of the presence or absence.
The record will show the correct information to Delta. I'm sure that's right.
Okay. Very good.
And that's all I have.
And that's all you have. Mr. James, you're up. You heard what our director had to say about your application. If you would give us your name, and then you can add to that all you want.
My name is Stephen James. I currently live at 28456 East Trap Pond Road at the intersection of Sycamore.
All right.
And I actually grew up on a Skatum Branch Road. It is,
really?
It is
tell
named
me the story.
Tax Ditch. It's an old Indian name from what I was told as when I was younger. Before I begin, I'd like to say I'm humbled by the presentation that preceded me, and assure you mine would be much shorter.
Well, that's one way to endear yourself to this group.
My name is Stephen James. I operate Precision Paintball with my wife, Jessica, and it is a limited liability corporation. Our mission is to provide a top-notch paintball experience for friends, family, church groups, and companies that would like to gather in team-building exercises. Paintball is a safe, non-contact sport for ages 10 and up. Players may use their own equipment or use our rental equipment, all of which is regulated in terms of both velocity and rate of fire. Any paintball games will be supervised by referees at all times, with no exceptions. The parcel of land for consideration was purchased by my father in 2005 and cleared in the subsequent years. It has been seeded with tall fescue grass, allowing the dormant portion of the property to remain and raised as hay for local farmers. We don't have any use for hay, so typically if someone would like to cut it, they are more than welcome to do so. Our primary days of operation will be Saturdays and Sundays. Our intent is to have Sundays for walk-on players, and Saturdays will be reserved for private parties. In regards to our physical facilities, our playing surface is comprised of completely mobile, inflatable vinyl bunkers. They are able to be deflated, collapsed, and stored, which will allow them to not be on the playing surface when we are not in operation. Also, deer love them, so when they catch them with the antlers, it's not a good financial thing. Our field enclosure consists of netting, and it is suspended on a cable suspension system. This allows us to let the netting down to the ground level when not in use, which will prevent deer from becoming entangled. I know private, you know, paintball fields that have been in the area, they've had problems with deer. They get tangled up and rip rather sizable holes in the net. We'll be able to circumvent that issue, and that will also allow us to have nothing standing when we're not in operation other than 6-foot poles, or 6x6 poles that extend approximately 14 feet in the air. Due to our playing surface's collapsible nature, that will allow any native wildlife to maintain their way of life on the property. That will also allow the hunters to continue to hunt the land without disturbance when we're not in operation. Obviously, a lot of hunters like to go out on weekends, so in the front portion of the land, that's normally, we normally get in the way of that. But towards the back, where it's a long, narrow piece of land, when you get towards the back portion, the white-tailed deer are still plentiful back there, and they can hunt back there. We do not intend to utilize a permanent restroom, which will eliminate the need for a permanent septic or sewer system. Our intent is to utilize portable restrooms. And given our part-time nature, our impact on local roadways, Skeetum Branch Road will be negligible. Our current playing field, in its configuration, it actually limits the numbers of players to approximately 7-on-7 at a time, which, given you know, wait times and how long people would actually stay to wait to play, that would limit us to about 30 players per day. We intend to offer this in Sussex County. Without a paintball field in Sussex County, the alternatives are Ocean City, Maryland, or traveling to Newcastle County. And since the demise of Pro Action Paintball in Roxana in 2009, there has not been anywhere to play in the county. That is all I had. I appreciate your time, consideration, and humbly request your recommendation for approval.
All right, then. Well, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. And you may.
I couldn't keep up with you.
Absolutely. I've got it electronically.
Fine. Send it to me electronically.
Okay. Good. That'd
be fine. I just want to get it all on record. That's all.
All right.
Excellent. Mr. Ross.
Any paintball houses? Can you shoot it from a distance and get these peaks where they're hard to get to, ladders and stuff?
No, actually, there are no houses surrounding us.
Yeah, they're all safe. Yeah.
Yep, they are all safe, and we do reside. We keep the initial net for our field is 300 feet from the road.
How far do these things shoot?
About 300 feet.
Yeah. Okay. I noticed that you already have a thing up there, I guess, for personal recreation or whatever. So you already have the netting and stuff, so you've worked with it.
Yes.
You know, and so you say it collapses. So you, at the end of Saturday evening, you use it Saturday night, you would collapse it, and you would raise it again Sunday? Or how does...
The netting, yes. The bunkers, they take approximately an hour and a half to inflate, yes. and then we stake them down with tent stakes. So Saturday nights, we will leave them up. We will drop the nets, though, because we don't want deer getting tangled in the nets. Typically, a deer can see a bunker, but it won't see the net.
We'll have to figure out how to do these conditions. We don't do this tonight. We have to think this over. This is a unique application. Do you require a sign of any kind?
We currently do not. I haven't really put a whole lot of thought into building a sign. Based on the last application, is there a limit? under conditional use for.
I mean, you're allowed a sign 4x8, you know. Okay. So if you wanted one, you're allowed one, you know.
Okay. I do have an entrance into the field that is also 300 feet.
So that would be a good place to say, enter here, nothing else. They won't drive into your.
Right.
Okay. Okay, cool. Do you have employees or
no.
just.
And truthfully, I don't intend to expand to a point where I'll need
them.
How do you do referees? Volunteers?
Volunteers, yes. A lot of times with your more dedicated paintball players, they will actually volunteer a referee in between games. And I am typically on the field as a referee.
Really? How many times have you been shot?
Yeah. Many.
Many.
Both as a player
bad calls.
And a referee.
See, this is what happens when you make bad calls. You're going to get shot more than the player.
Yeah, and I've yeah. shot a few myself.
I ref basketball.
Well, so the referee's armed in this?
No, I've shot referees, though.
Oh.
I ref basketball for 25 years, and thank God the fans did not have paintball. hours of operation, you're saying Saturday and Sunday, but would you expand to Friday or holidays or stuff like that?
I am open to expansion to holidays, and we have, I think, we've probably only gotten 2 requests for people to play during the week, and we have declined both of them, just because, you know, busy schedules. So I do not intend to expand to weekdays. However, holidays I would like to leave.
We'll figure Saturday, Sunday, and we'll just figure holidays. And then you just have to understand, though, that if you decide to expand to the week, you have to come back.
Okay. Does that mean if I tell you that I'll do it now, I'm safe from having to come back?
It's in your conditions, and you're legal. You know.
Let's do Fridays.
Okay. Friday, Saturday, and holidays. See how easy this is? I mean, we may not get it approved. You might be denied anyway. But, okay, cool. Okay. You answered the sewer. Customers, you were saying, what, up to 30 per day?
Yes.
I think, unless I missed something, Rod. I'm good.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. James. Shane, on this plot, your playing field is 30,000 square feet, 150 by 200.
Yes, sir.
If this is approved and your business is successful, do you see, because you've got a lot of residual land heading towards the north, do you see yourself expanding or adding a second playing field?
Possibly.
Possibly.
I'm not interested in pursuing that on this conditional use. Like I said, I don't intend to acquire employees. Mm-hmm. I don't foresee being able to manage 2 fields on my own. So in the event that I made that decision, I would presumably need to come back for another conditional use.
I just thought I would ask. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then. Mr. Johnson.
Well, presumably there's no alcohol sales on this project, but I do have a question. Your application references other sports-related activities?
Yes, sir. That was actually my father's idea for... I want to say, I'm not sure what word to use, soccer, lacrosse, you know, not anything like baseball where the ball is going to travel a great distance and land in the neighbor's woods. The primary thought there would be soccer fields, if that was ever. And I would plan to have those just collapsible, just pick up soccer games.
So basically soccer?
Yes.
Okay.
In the same general area?
Yes, actually, most likely within the same enclosure.
Same time. 300 by 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
No further questions.
Okay. That's really kind of my question. The condition use that you're asking for is essentially from the edge of the road to L10?
Yes.
The reset is not part of the conditional use?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
No further questions.
Mr. Lake?
Have you had any dealings with DoDOT for use of access to this use?
In regards to their request for traffic study?
No, yeah, well, I'm just saying, I didn't know if you talked to DoDOT specifically for a purpose of an entrance at this time.
No, aside from that, I have not.
But if you get the approval, that won't be required.
Okay.
You have to have approval from DoDOT. Maybe that's a local office will give you an annual approval so you can use it just for the temporary use.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, just a reminder, since you all probably haven't been, you know, before the commission and council, that this is, this body makes a recommendation, and county council actually has the final say, and I think, Lawrence, that's on August 6th.
Yes.
Is the county, so you know about that? Yes. Okay, yeah, you're going to the hearing on August 6th.
Absolutely, you need to be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
if you don't show up, it's an automatic.
Yeah, I'll be there.
August 6th at 1:30, I believe.
Yep.
That's all right. Thanks.
All right, then. All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1966, Stephen T. James, doing business as Precision Paintball? Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1966? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.